Rye Police Chief Kevin Walsh says that the seawall collapsed shortly after high tide this morning. He says that the breach of the barrier left the roadway impassable.
Certain sections where it had weakened had been pushed out into Ocean Boulevard, so the Boulevard roadway itself has parts of the seawall as well as ocean debris in it.
Walsh says that the debris cleanup will be a slow process.
Most of the DOT drivers, which, by the way, are doing an outstanding job, are fatigued. They've been out over 24 hours. They're being pulled off their plow routes. They're waiting for the ocean to recede more. That way they don't have to put the wall up two more times, but they will have it up before the next high tide, which is predicted approximately at 10:45 p.m.
Chief Walsh says that one of the obstacles slowing down the cleanup is the presence of curious pedestrians and motorists sitting in vehicles parked along the side of the roadway. He says that he hopes the roadway can be reopened in a few hours. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood.